Welcome to the Spare Egg Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Mark.
Today we're having a totally different kind of podcast, and we'll explain the name change in a few minutes. It won't be much about entertainment, except for talking about the video games Jesse and company played at ControllerFreaks.net for 24 hours in order to get some donations flowing in for our friends Kristen and Mark. So the first half of this show will be about why Kristen and Mark are asking for some financial help, and the second half will be about Jesse's fundraiser. Kristen, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Fundraiser at gofundme.com/911baby.
Yep.
Yes.
That is
so
it.
Let's start with what your jobs are, like what type of work you guys do, and what exactly you guys are asking for help with.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead with the job description.
Job description? Well, yeah, basically we're, in a nutshell, 911 dispatchers for a local county in this area.
So hence the name 911 baby.
Yes. Correct. Exactly right. Yes. Yes. We. That's actually how we met. I started working the same place she was working, and became friends. And then here we are. Now we're married.
How long have you, the two of you been together? How long have the two of you been working at the same place?
Well, together for 3 years, right?
No, longer than that.
No. I mean together. Together.
Oh, since we've been together?
Yeah.
We've been together for 3 years now. We're actually coming up on our third anniversary of our first date next month.
Yay.
And we began working together in 2007. And
Six, I think.
No, I was hired in 2006. No. You were hired in 2007.
I am wrong.
Marital bliss, right?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I started working there in 2006. You started working there in 2007.
Mm-hmm,
and you were hired after me, but you were promoted to supervisor.
I became your boss.
Yes, you became my boss.
They put an end to that right away and split us up.
Yep.
Yeah, they split us up, put me on a different shift. Luckily, we still had the same days off. So we're coming up on our second marriage anniversary in September. And we decided, I guess about 6 months ago, to try and have a family of our own, try and have a baby.
Awesome. All right, so that's where this very personal cause comes in. It's about you and Mark and some financial help. Now, we named the show the Spare Egg Show as a joke. So can you go into what exactly is going on? I mean, I know these are personal questions, but hey, you're telling the public exactly what they might need to know to say, hey, I should donate to them.
Absolutely.
Right, so, and when we knew that going into it, that we would have to,
Disclose our personal
information.
Exactly.
It's only fair to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. Well, first of all, we both come from an Italian background where somebody gives you money for a birthday, you go, no, this is too much, and you hand it back.
Right.
That's just the way it's always been. You know, you don't accept money from anybody. So this is really difficult for us to step out and say, We need help with this. We need some financial assistance with this because Mark is 45 now. He just had his 45th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned 31 in March. So we're not getting any younger. And as I said on the website, before his arthritis kicks in.
Before?
He wants to be able to run around with a toddler and play and
take naps together. And
yeah.
You know, all kinds of good stuff.
Dinner at 7:30 and I'll bite.
Exactly.
But the procedures that we have to go through are very expensive, and there's no way that we would be able to do it within the next year if we didn't have outside help. And we've tried personal loans, and unfortunately I have really bad credit, and due to a previous divorce where a lot of that stuff got stuck onto my credit.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, but it's the only route that we could have possibly taken was going and asking for money.
Right.
What's the name of the medical condition again? I forget.
I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and Mark has had a vasectomy.
A vasectomy.
Yeah.
It was a choice I made a long, long time ago before I realized I wanted to have children.
The details of these things are on GoFundMe.com/911baby.
In case you
go into fairly significant detail about these things. And because what you would need to do in order to have a baby requires a lot of financial help, the grand total you're asking for is pretty significant too, right? I think it's $20,000. I think you're probably $3,000 into it so far.
Close to
about that, yeah.
Okay, so far so good, and you know, if anybody out there has ever started a family,
yeah,
and it's been fairly easy for them, and then it's not so easy for other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, consider making a donation at that website.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, we're talking about people who are giving to their community all the time, every day. That's their job. And that's what kind of got me behind the whole thing. That's why I was all about this. Because, you know, it's, you know,
we appreciate that.
You give out every single day, you know, there's nothing in the world that, you know, you shouldn't be able to get a little something back, I think.
Right.
So. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It's been, and the support we've had has been great.
Great, but not everybody thinks the same way. Now, there are certain people in the world that, how dare you, you know, ask for money?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What a sin, you know? So I'm thinking about one specific incident. Can you guys go into what happened recently?
Yeah, we got a message on our GoFundMe site from, actually, and it came through as an email. From, I don't know who it was. It was anonymous, of course.
Yes.
You know, no one wanted to give their name. Saying, you know, that this whole thing is my problem. It's my fault. You know, we shouldn't be asking any money from anybody.
Because of your vasectomy.
Because I made the choice a long time ago, and that's my problem, and stop asking people for money.
Right.
That's pretty much in a nutshell what it was.
Wow.
It was fairly lengthy, but obviously from someone, I don't know, disgruntled, unhappy. I don't know.
Spread misery everywhere.
Yeah, spread misery.
Everywhere they can.
But, you know.
So what was your response to this?
My response was, well, I immediately wanted to fire away, you know, not so good.
Yeah,
good
email, don't feed the trolls, Mark.
But Kristen, you know, convinced me to just kind of lay on it for a little bit, and she pretty much came up with a good way to answer that. I think would, you know, you'd be better explaining that.
Going more into detail, actually, what we were just talking about, that I have a polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I also have an accessory third ovary.
Mm-hmm.
Siamese twins on one side, and all three are fully functioning. So, as I said on the website, it's that you would think that would make me Myrtle the Fertile Turtle. However, it does not, because they all work against one another, and it makes the PCOS even worse. And so it's not just about Mark's vasectomy, it's about my medical condition as well, because even if he hadn't had a vasectomy, it would still be next to impossible for me to get pregnant naturally, because I just don't ovulate. So
we looked at it as a way to give a little more detail.
Yeah, because if one person thought enough and was so upset that they had to write us, how many other people were that upset thinking the same thing and never said anything?
Okay. Well, that's what we have, listeners. We have a potential father and mother here that want to start a family ASAP, and they need your help, so please go to GoFundMe.com/911baby.
Yep.
And try to help if you can. Every dollar helps.
Absolutely.
Okay, and also for the second half of this podcast, I wanted to talk about something that Jesse and ControllerFreaks.net did recently.
Yes.
24 hours of streaming.
24 hours.
I was a witness to this. But can you go into your idea and then how it went, basically? Because this was over the Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. We'd actually talked about this on a previous episode. But, you know, we started up ControllerFreaks.net. Just kind of, you know, this podcast is mainly on television shows, movies, entertainment stuff. Whereas we wanted to start up a secondary kind of site based around video games. Kristen is actually part of – she's actually part of the staff, Controller Freaks. So I figure what better way to try and generate a little bit of awareness of this particular situation as to torture ourselves for 24 hours with something that we're supposed to love and turn it into an absolute fucking hatred.
Were you hating video games for an hour 22?
Actually, no. I love it. I still I would do it another 24 hours just because. But – you know, I figured why not do something like that? It's kind of like a telethon, sort of like a local telethon with video games.
ControllerFreaks.net typically doing video game reviews or live streaming.
Yeah.
So you guys can you explain like if what it was. You guys had like four split screens or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, what happened was we actually ended up with a little more response than we thought that we would. Initially, it was just going to be like three people, you know, and then it ended up being like eight people, and then it was actually a few more, and then I was like, holy crap, how am I going to manage all this? So it ended up being a split-screen situation with, like, usually, for the most part, it was like six things happening all at one time, which was awesome. And, you know, we had a couple people off-site that wasn't even there locally with us that were streaming online. I was capturing that stream and integrating it in.
You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That was amazing.
There was a few things that we actually didn't get to that I probably should have done. We didn't advertise it quite well. It was the first time that we'd ever done it, though. So I really wouldn't mind a second shot of it, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, that's really what it was all about. And we just, a lot of people either just said, hey, I want to help out in any way, shape, or form. My wife isn't a big video game player, but she wanted to be there for support of the people who were playing, kind of thing. You know, I'll go get you pizza.
Coffee.
I'll go get you coffee and donuts and breakfast. You know what I mean?
Well, when I flipped over to watch the feed, I could hear your wife laughing a
yes,
lot.
Yes,
yes. entertaining the video game zombies.
And I need to go ahead and throw out a shout-out to Jacob, who was on our Game of Thrones episode, and he was a beast. Now, when the way I set this up, because I had so many people, is that everyone had, like, a six-hour block of time that they would fill. So that way, you know, I didn't want anyone to commit to 24 hours because, you know, we're not as young as we used to be.
sure.
You know, you hear all those news stories, gamer dies after 24 hours of straight gaming.
yeah. You know, skeleton found at the console.
So, you know.
And we're like, we knew that guy.
Yeah. Was that me? No. I didn't want anyone to really commit to 24 hours, so I said 6-hour blocks should be fine. Jacob says, abso-fucking-lutely not. I'm going to play 24 hours straight because that's who I am. And I said, okay, as long as you got a backup. So he got a hold of David, another buddy of ours. He was on the previous episode.
Earlier episodes of the Square Peg Show.
And he was going to be his backup, which he never actually needed. He sat there and played for 24 hours straight, beat Final Fantasy IV in 17 hours, which is unheard of.
Wow.
I swear to God, that's unheard of. It took me like 30... Actually, I never finished that one, but, you know, Final Fantasies, they're not short games, dude.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he sat there and rocked that thing, and it was amazing. And there was a lot of people in chat that was talking to us the whole time, you know, just throwing out hints and stuff. Hey, tell the limbo girl to run to the right, or, you know, tell the Final Fantasy guy he forgot the frying pan, and, you know, stuff like that.
All right, so Final Fantasy IV was one of the games played. What else was played?
We had... Final Fantasy IV, we had Limbo, of course, we had Borderlands 2.
What is Limbo?
Limbo is an amazing game. It's a very stylized action platformer puzzle game, and it's all black and white and every shade of gray in between. So most everything is in silhouettes in the foreground, so it's just a very nice, cool-looking game. Mm-hmm. Creepy.
Yeah, creepy as shit.
I was actually watching Kristen while she was playing, and I thought her head was going to explode a couple times.
It was
kind of amazing.
Kristen, you had a Facebook status update about that, right? What was it?
About
like you? I'm about to shit my pants.
No, that was a different game.
That was Amnesia.
Yeah, I started out trying to play Amnesia, and oh my god!
Maybe I should rephrase that.
It was, I don't remember exactly what I said. Come watch
pants.
Me shit my pants or something. Was something like that because it was a horror game.
Yeah,
and,
I've been freaked out by a few of them.
I actually saw her really freak out. It was amazing. We were sitting there and it was like, you know, we were several hours in. Kristen starts playing and then we're all just kind of quiet for a second. Kristen's like, "Oh my god!" We're like, "Oh, this is amazing, dude. This is so fun."
I punched the table. I pushed the table away from me.
She was like, "I'm done."
It scared me. Yeah.
It's funny watching the feed though. Like I've been out of the video game loop for so long, and I see these like really sophisticated looking graphics at the top, and then I see Final Fantasy IV over there in the corner.
Yeah,
and that music. I love the soundtrack.
And
you guys had that
actually. That's one of the things that I did because you know I got six streams running at one time. One of which is the live feed of us actually in the office. Playing, and I was like, you know, I can't have all the sound pumping all at the viewers all at one time, so I figured, why not Final Fantasy, man? I mean, it'd be just great. You know, there's no dialogue, there's no spoken dialogue, there's no real sound effects, but it's like, you know, just old classic 16-bit rocking. So, you know, cool. I thought it was pretty good. I think it turned out well.
Mm-hmm. So it was fun to do.
It was very
fun. You may do something else like that.
I would love to. I mean, now, one of the things that Controller Freaks, you know, we want to get into like a daily stream. We'd really like to do something like that, like a themed sort of situation. But, I don't know.
Throwing that around for a while now.
Yeah, it's tough to commit to something like that because, you know, we're all working 40-hour week jobs, if some more than others. And but, you know, it's something we'd like to do eventually down the road.
All right, well, anything else you guys want to say to anybody listening about your cause and how it's going?
Just, you know, if you can donate a little bit, that'd be great. If not, no biggie, too. I mean, it's we've got a lot of support from our friends, and that's, you know, what we're thankful for.
Every dollar counts, man.
Absolutely.
No
donation
is too small.
It doesn't have to be, you know, 100 here, 100 there, dollar here, dollar there.
And it doesn't always have to be money, either. I mean, you could just as easily share the link or say, hey, I've got this idea.
Absolutely.
that might help you guys earn some money, whatever. Mm. I'm always down for second jobs. I mean, I do photography on the side, and I've been offering...
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I've been offering newborn and maternity photo shoots for donations only, so no set fee. Mm. Just whatever you want to give, because obviously at this point... We've always known that parenting was expensive, but, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, at this point with us trying to raise money, we understand people with a new baby, plus Absolutely. It's, you know, towards our cause. Even if it's $20, I don't care. I'll come take pictures of you and your baby, you know. So I'm at kparisiphotography.com and facebook.com/kparisiphotography.
She's good, too. She's very good.
Good. Thank you.
I've actually seen Amy's son Kincaid, she did graduation photos for him, and those were really, really good.
They were amazing.
So definitely check that out, guys.
All right. Well, it's not an easy thing to do to ask for help like you guys were talking about earlier, and hopefully you won't get too many more trolls and you'll get some nice people come along.
Yeah, sure. And we don't mind those every once in a while.
Yeah, that's okay.
At least keep it entertaining.
Interesting.
So one more time, that's gofundme.com/911baby. All right. So that is the podcast, and Jesse has a few more things to say about where you can find us.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.